The showdown was tense. At one point, police fired projectiles at a protester. But a temporary agreement was made between an IMPD officer and the march leader, Malik Muhammad, to de-escalate the standoff. They would walk together away from Governor Eric Holcomb's home.
I give you one block, are we good?
Give us one block.
Give me one block.
All right.
We good?
Give us one block.
Muhammad and IMPD Lieutenant Andrew Roslin embrace before they walk side by side through the throng of protesters and cars. Protesters told Roslin that their intention is to protest peacefully. But he said anyone who has driven through the city would disagree.
Shots fired, Molotovs, a destroyed city that we all love.
I was sad.
Right?
I was there.
It should sadden all of us. It is all of our responsibility if we're going to peacefully assemble to keep it peaceful. Right? We have to take an active role to make sure, not just the police, all of us have to have that voice to keep it peaceful. And that's how we make change.
Muhammad said he appreciated the IMPD officer's gesture, but it was only one moment in a long fight for police accountability.
And I don't know if it was just saving face or if he really meant it. It's hard to tell because of what we have seen for the past couple of days, immediately being gassed just yesterday when we were in the circle.
Protesters plan to meet peacefully downtown every day this week. It's unclear if the curfew will continue. They demand the release of the officer's name who shot and killed a black man earlier this month. A special prosecutor is yet to be appointed for the case. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.